Hello again, I'm Mike Mazzalongo and you're watching the Bible Talk video blog. Today's entry is entitled Fathers and Sons. When I was 52 years old, I learned that my father was not my real father. The man I had known as dad was long dead by the time this revelation came, so it didn't change anything between him and me. For most of my life, it seemed that everyone in my family knew this secret except me. One of my aunts, who could bear the burden no longer, finally told my wife, who gently broke the news to me. You know, I had mixed feelings at first, and then as I sought the Lord in prayer, a few thoughts on the matter emerged. I wrote them down as a cathartic exercise, and I share them because they contain a wider truth. First of all, it doesn't matter how you come into the world, it's how you leave the world that is important. You know, we have no control over our conception and family, but we do control how we live our lives thereafter. And this in turn affects our final end. You know, the way I arrived may have been a secret to me, but I have full knowledge of where I'm going when I leave this earth. Secondly, I know who my father is. Advancing age brings with it a longing to understand our roots, our heritage. It was this very search that unearthed the truth about my true biological dad. Several years ago, however, I discovered through the gospel my relationship to the Father in heaven, and this knowledge keeps every other relationship in true perspective. I know my Father, and He has helped me deal with this and every other hurt in my life. And then the third idea is that forgiveness is always first. I could build quite a life of resentment around this turn of events, but survival requires forgiveness. My father requires no less of me, his son. I honor my father in forgiving the fathers I now realize I never knew. I also remember that on the day I heard of this news, my eldest son called me from his home far away, and you know, we spoke as fathers and sons do. Well, I'm Mike Mazzalongo, and this is the Bible Talk video blog. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.